millimetres of rain in the last 24 hours. It's back fine now, but the track is a heavy 8 and the rail is true. But at least it's back fine right now. The first two races are clear. Race 3, take out number 6. Number 6. The fourth, take out number 5. Number 5. Race 5 at Nowra. Scratchings are 2 and 5. 2 and 5. And race 6. Take out 1, 3 and 8. 1, 3 and 8. A heavy 8 for Nowra. Now, Moonee Valley, they race Twilight beginning at 4:40. It's fine and a good 4. Moonee Valley's penetrometer 4.65. And the rail's in the true for the first time in a month. Race 1 at Moonee Valley, take out 2, Bookbuild, 4, Siam, 6, Volante, 7, Westerly Wind, 8, Charismatic, and 12, Royal Disguise. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, and 12. Race 2, take out 4, Call Me Tess, 6, Toorak Miss, 8, Bugle Reward, and 17, The Emergency. 4, 6, 8, and 17. The third, number 6, My Survivor, 10, Punt Club, and 14, Miss Swagger. 6, 10, and 14. Race 4, number 4, Skelto, 6, Carlo Bugatti, and 15, The Emergency. 4, 6, and 15. Race 5, take out 4, Dealmaster, 12, Lane Star, and 13, Ramensky. 4, 12, and 13. Race 6, number 2, Danuki, 3, Boomwar, 14, Not a Happy Camper, and 18, The Emergency, 2, 3, 14, and 18. Race 7, 5, Alvidia, 6, Safarian, 12, Stratum Magic, and 18, The Emergency, 5, 6, 12, and 18. And race 8, take out 1, Divine 10, and 8, Lone Rockstar, 1 and 8. Now, I'm going to give you the scratchings for Echuca in Victoria. It's the afternoon provincial program, but it's through the afternoon. I'll give you numbers here for Echuca. It's fine and a good 4. Penetrometer 5.38. Race 1, Echuca, take out 8 and 11. Race 2, 1, 5, 9, 12 and 14. The third, the scratchings are 4. 13, 15 and 16. Race 4, take out 4, 6, 7, 8, 10 and 13. Echuca race 5, the scratching the emergency number 11. Race 6, 3, 4, 10, 15 and 17. Race 7, 3, 7 and 8 are out. And race 8, take out 1, 8, 15 and 16. The first at Echuca today is at 1:16. That's the afternoon provincial, and then into Moonee Valley beginning at 4:40. Now, Eagle Farm, it's a hot and humid day there, 34 degrees on the way. The track a good 4, penetrometer 4.4, and the rails at 1.5. These are the current scratchings at Eagle Farm. Race 1, number 11, Kim Noir, number 11. Race 2, number 8, Collar, 9, Cramming, and 13, Flotillo, 8, 9, and 13. The third at the moment is clear. Race 4, number 12, Miss Kindlin, number 12. Race 5, the Bruce McLaughlin, 4, Saxton Rock, and 15, Go Daisy, 4 and 15. At the moment, race 6 is clear. Race 7, number 11, Duke of Valentinois, and 13, Spur de Lejeur, 11 and 13. And race 8, take out 9, Denpur, 11, Espiritu, 15, Band of Spice, and 19, Shahrazad, 9, 11, 15, and 19. They're the current scratchings for Eagle Farm. And finally, Morfordville in Adelaide, it's fine and a good 4, penetrometer 5.41, and these are interim scratchings. The first is clear. Race 2, number 6, Morning Sunshine, number 6. Race 3, number 6, Skelto, number 6. The fourth, number 4, One More Elmo, and 5, 2 Odd Socks, 4 and 5. Race 5 at Morfordville, number 4, Mystified, number 4. Race 6, number 4, Medvedev, and 7, Liming, 4 and 7. Race 7, number 4, It's Humphrey, number 4. And race 8, 7, Cool Maverick, 8, Nautic Eclipse, 10, the Castle Cat, and 12, Tycoon Beauty. 7, 8, 10, and 12. Good four for Morfordville and fine weather. Peter Ellis will preview that meeting at 11 this morning on Sky Sports Radio. Don't forget, tomorrow and Monday we'll be on air from 6:30. Tomorrow, big cup days at Inverell and Gilgandra. Flemington in Melbourne will be on air from 6:30 tomorrow morning.
The countdown is on for one of racing's jewels in the crown. From January 11,
the Magic Millions sale provides future stars of the track.
Followed by a monster race day. All the magic of the Magic Millions
is here on Sky Sports Radio.
Friday night racing at Canterbury Park is back this summer.
This Friday night, enjoy the thrill of live night racing on one of Australia's premier racecourses. No other venue takes you closer to the stars and all the racing action from the track. With a feature race every meeting, street food market and entertainment for the kids, Canterbury Park is the place to be this summer. Plus, enjoy free entry and $5 tap beer and house wine. For more information, visit www.theatc.com.au.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Canterbury Saturday and a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Royal Randwick this Monday. Now you can cheer on your Big Six by watching all races live on the Tab app. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Celebrating the new year with winners galore.
Sky Sports Radio.
It's 6 minutes past eight, Sky Sports Radio, and Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales, is on the line. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. Looking forward to this on New Year's Eve. It's a really strong meeting at Canterbury.
Yeah, it certainly is. The two-year-old race, obviously, a bit of interest with horses heading north after today, but look, the other programs are very strong, and the Canterbury Classics are, you know, a good bunch of sprinters.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right, mate, what have you found for our listeners?
Yeah, Andrew, in the second race, I've heard you talk to Peter Snowden earlier, Spending to Win just reported there that's had a tie-back surgery since his last start and a couple of barrier trials since 13th of December where it won a trial. So just report that to the public. In the third race, Flying Jess at Sandown Stewart reported there, had a bit of a tough run, race-wide with Carbo, and then was in restricted room for some distance near the 200 metres, and its effort to run fourth behind Prompt Response had some merit. Also in that race, Invincible Gem, we did speak to Brenton Abdullah in respect to Warwick Farm on the 14th of December. Finished fifth there, beaten about 3.5 lengths behind My True Love, but probably got back a bit further than what he intended. The pace was quite genuine in the race. But then held up in the early part of the straight and probably wasn't able to get clear running into about the 200 metres where it raced green. He was inclined to lay in. So Blinkers go on the horse today, so that should also assist in respect to its racing manners.
Right.
In the highway, Hesco Gold, the Taro Stewart reported there, had a pretty tough run, raced wide without cover in the early and middle stages, only beaten a length and a half and running second to single and free. In the fifth race, Obsidian at Warwick Farm, 21 December, finished fourth behind Kingsguard, beaten two lengths, but look, its last couple hundred metres was quite good. It wanted to hang in quite badly in the early part of the straight, and this proved difficult for Hugh Bowman to get at to get it to improve. To the bubble cheek it goes on Obsidian today, so it'll also assist in relation to its racing manners. In the seventh race, Andrew, Le Cordon Bleu started a short price favourite at Rose Hill on the 19th of November. After the race, it was found to be displaying tachycardia or an excessive heart rate. We've had a vet clearance for the horse and went back to the trials just to re-establish some form. We had an easy trial on the 20th of November, but it had some excuses post-race with that veterinary condition. And just finally, over an Arcanine race, 8, Andrew, Greenscape would just said middle stages, he felt the horse get galloped on, and from that point she never really finished the race off. Post-race, it was evident the vet exam found she had multiple lacerations to her offside hock, and a vet clearance has been received for it, but probably some excuses for Avanarco first up as well that day.
Righto, that's race 8, number 2. Mate, happy new year to you tonight. Hope it's a great day today, not a lot of trouble out of Canterbury. You can enjoy tonight, and we'll do it all again tomorrow, counting over the weekend. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Good Great. Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Ron Dubbasy is with us. He's been with us since 7. He is back into the team. He's had his break, but he's back primed for today and into the weekend. Mike Fraser. Ron, do you want to introduce him?
Not really. how did he swindle his way out of the first hour?
He's got a bit of a cold.
He's always got something wrong with him.
Mike, good morning.
Morning, Andrew.
You sound a bit nasally.
No, mate, I'm not all that well. Good morning, Duff. Welcome back, buddy. We really missed you. You went for a week and decided to go for a month.
I need to freshen up. You look at my form going over December, it's not a real good month for me as a rule, so I've learned from experience.
I'll say you just take the month off. Well, you're pretty clever. Anyway, welcome back, pal.
Thanks, mate.
What do you think of this track today?
We haven't been there for a while, the inside, and I know traditionally...
4.5 weeks.
Yes. Mm. Traditionally, this has been up there on top of the speed and hard to make ground sort of meeting. And that was traditional meeting we had. So I'll treat it maybe looking for on paces early until it tells me different.
Yeah, I think you're pretty much right there. The only slight question mark I've got there is that they seem to have put a fair bit of water on the track through the week, and if it gets a little bit, any little moisture on the fence, it can cut out a bit, so we've just got to monitor that. But if it follows the script, you'd think that the inside is going to be okay for the initial races anyway.
And Glenn Munsey's with us from tab.com.au. Morning to you, Munns.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Michael. Hope you're feeling a bit better. Good morning, Ray. How are you?
Good, Glenn.
Oh, who's that? Is that Rod?
Rod Dubbasy.
Rod. Yeah. Oh,
just asking what he had for breakfast.
Oh, no. If he's going to tweet a photo of it, you know, and he's sitting at a table with 13 other people and it's the 9th course of a 17-course Chinese banquet, Ron.
Hey, that was a home-cooked meal, that one.
Yeah, whose home was it in? It wasn't
my
yours.
Brother's.
Yeah, it wasn't yours.
He's got a palace.
Yeah. It was looking good. But anyway, hey, guys.
The Coogee Palace he's got.
Yes, mate.
We better get going here.
Good idea.
12 past 8. So, Glenn, this is a very intriguing two-year-old, the tab plate.
It is, Andrew, because it is going to greatly affect the Magic Millions market and could actually affect the Golden Slipper market. But this is the tab plate, the first today at 20 minutes to 1, where we start with Chauffeur. Ronnie's had to have the month off, his chauffeur, at $4.20. We've got Korg is out. It's running in Brisbane, but no deduction. All Too High Ing with the blinkers on today is a $10 chance. Invader at $8.50. Charlie Chap is a 100-1 chance. Septengo came out Friday, 2 cents a win, nothing the place. Tiara Star came out Friday, 7 cents a win, nothing the place. It's running in Brisbane. French Skyline is a $26 chance. Exceeds at $17. And From Within is now twos on in the old, $1.50, after it did go up $1.90 in a full field there. Only one they're interested in here is From Within. Three quarters of the money invested on the race is on it. The only other money invested on the race is on Chauffeur. And just looking at the Magic Millions market, From Within went up a $26 chance, was into $13 by Thursday, is now an $11 chance in the Magic Millions. So this will greatly affect the Magic Millions market after today, because if it wins, it does have enough money to get into the field.
Okay, well, the speed in the race, obviously, this horse has got plenty of gate speed, this filly, From Within, so I'm assuming it's going to hold its spot. All Too High Ing won't be too far away. Exceeds has got a little bit of speed, and Chauffeur going to make a bit of a decision on what they do with it, whether they try to press forward or whether they jag back and maybe get into a one-out-one back spot, but I think the lead's up there for the fave.
Yeah, it is, although very interesting. Peter Snowden come out on the front foot being saying he's going to be aggressive on Invader. And obviously, All Too High Ing's pretty fit and up and running. It'll be aggressive. So there might be a little bit more speed here than what you think. But she holds all the aces from Barrier 1. She looks a real natural, winning those two trials. I like the fact that he took her away for the second trial to Warwick Farm. She just hasn't just poked her out at home there on her own little tracks there. But, she simply said to lay a Magic Million cards on the table, isn't she? She looks the goods. The marketplace loves her. Should win. I think Invader's the danger. That breeder's plate form is pretty good form as a rule. He's trialled okay. Chauffeur will be having last look at them. He'll be wanting them to get at each other a little bit early, and he'll be charging home. And Exceeds, only trial there with the blinkers on. Did a wasn't really extended. I thought, well, I'd be beaten by a winner there and one more honey. So a bit of a watch there from Exceeds. But 10-4-1-9.
Yeah, look, I'm with the favourite also. I'm 10-1-3-4. Look, ticks all the boxes. Doesn't it? Had the two trials. Got that benefit there. As Ronnie said, you know, has been to Rosehill and Warwick Farm, so he's moved around a little bit. Glenn Schofield's got experience with this filly. He rode her in the first trial, so he should have a good understanding. And from that draw, she's pretty much the, you know, the race is there for her taking. I thought Chauffeur was the danger. I thought he won well in that sit and sprint affair at Rose Hill on debut. The form out of that race has been frank, with Falconic coming out and winning, and All Too Hyung also running second to Falconic. So a bit of a form line there to suggest that Chauffeur's a bit above average. But as I said earlier, it's got that awkward draw to contend with. Three for third, All Too Hyung. Look, there's been nothing wrong with both its runs. It's up and running. It's got a good draw. It's rock hard fit. So, look, you know, I'm sure it's going to acquit itself well. And a number nine for fourth, which is Exceeds, another one of the first starters. Look, it was an OK second in that trial at Randwick. It was only a 7.35 trials and goes straight to 1,100 on debut. But I thought it trialled well enough, and it does map quite well. I'm 10-1-3-9.
And Darren Flindell, 10-1-3-9.
You said four originally.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. I meant to say nine. Sorry.
Okay, so 10-1-3-9 for Mike in the first. And exactly the same way for Darren Flindell. 10-1-3-9 for our race caller today out at Canterbury.
And Andrew, from within, currently a $15 chance in the Golden Slipper market after it did open $51.
That Magic Millions market's going to change two different races today. If you fancy something before the races today, it's probably the time to get on. Race two, the Schweppes Handicap. A few of these are in good form.
Yeah, this is a handy little race, this. We're starting with Weatherly here, running here instead of against the older sprinters. Never got a run anyway. And it's got blinkers on today and a cross noseband on. It's a $4.20 chance. Super 2, $2.60 and favourite. Fanning at 16. Magnetar with blinkers on today at $7. Genito is a $3.80 chance. Miss Armajardin back at the races today with the tongue tie off at $26. Spending to Win back at the races with the winkers off, but has had a tie-back operation, as Peter Snowden has just told us. It's a $9 chance, and Vienna Romance is out, no deduction. Best supported runner here is Super 2, $2.80 to $2.60. Second pick is Weatherly, only fractionally in front of Spending to Win, who as much as $15 was better bet it, now 9. And in fact, 9. They put it up $9.50. It didn't last long this morning, but it's not a change through dollars invested. They must have just given it a twist in.
Well, the speed in the race, well, once again, you've got Barrier 1 here with Super 2 with the claim. Should press forward and hold its spot and take up the running. Miss Armajardin, she's first up from a decent spell with the trial under her belt. She's got plenty of gate speed, especially on a dry track. I see her box seating. And the other one I've got going forward is Fanning. So away from those three, you know, Genito and co, they'll pause out behind them. But I think the lead's there for number two, Ron.
Yeah, I think she's a very fast filly. And with Deanne from Barrier 1, I think it'll be a brave person to try and cross. 5 weeks since the last run now. It's 58 days since that last run now. But has had a trial and obviously been to the races there, and unfortunately was kicked by the clerk of the course behind the barrier when it was favourite in a $250,000 race. It'd be devastating for Connections, that. But I think they can get a prize here today. She'll be very, very hard to beat here. Looks a lovely race for a two clearly on top for me. Genito's the danger. Two runs back have been great. Beaten by a pretty nice type last time. And at a peak third up here, Genito. Of the others, one Weatherly. Can't deny his talent. But just that long break is some concern. And look out for a big run from Spending to Win. I don't think he's come back really well, but he's just got Magic Millions Maiden written all over him. 2-5-1-7.
Yeah, I've got the same Quinella. Super 2 ticks all the boxes for me. I was on it the other day when it was scratched.
Yeah, so
was look, she's been highly talented filly. She won her first two starts up here in Sydney, then she went to Melbourne. She didn't win, but she acquitted herself well in those two up the straight runs at Flemington. As Ronnie said, she's come back. She had a lovely trial at Warwick Farm. There's a bit of a gap in her form, read the days off she's had, but I'm sure she's ticking along nicely. And if she's at a peak, she's just too good for them here. Got her on top. Genito, fitter for two, good runs back. Absolutely nothing wrong with both of them. That English three-year-old open race the other day, I thought maybe a shade better on soft tracks, but nothing that I'd certainly pen the horse with. I've been quite happy with both its runs and look for it to run well. Miss Armour Jardin, I thought this was an interesting runner. She's first up. Her debut prep, she had two runs. They're both on dry tracks at Armidale and Randwick. She won them both. And the Randwick win has been franked. There's a number of horses come out of it. Last preparation, she had four runs. They're all on wet tracks, and she managed two minor placings. And she was odds on both times. So I got a feeling that she's a dry track horse, and she could run a real cheeky little race here at a bit of a price. I wish there was eight runners because I was going to back at the place, but with that bottom one coming out, it sort of threw me a little bit there. But I wouldn't be at all surprised to see her race well. 2.56 and Weatherly, I'll throw it in for fourth. Absolutely, loaded potential as a two-year-old. But I heard Ronnie say earlier, you've got to see them come back after they've had issues. 2.56 and 1.
Yeah, Darren Flindell likes Super 2 as well. Number 2 to beat 1.3 and 5. 2.1, 3 and 5 in the Schweppes. Race 3, Glenn, the New Year's Eve over the 12.50.
Yeah, you can have 8 to 1 at running 1.2, Michael. Miss Armour Jardin, yeah. $9. $9 the whole. The third is the New Year's Eve here, where Miss Wonderland is a $4.20 chance. Suspenders has come out. 7 cents a win and nothing. The place came out yesterday. Flying Jess at 17, Improvement $4.60, My True Love $3.60 and favourite. Invincible Gem with blinkers on at $9.50, Seventh Chick with a tongue tie on at $15, Agnar at $15, Bold Colotta at $11, and Leilu is an $8 chance. Best supported runner here is the Melbourne Visitor, haven't they learnt yet? Miss Wonderland over My True Love, and third pick is Leilu. And we've got three Magic Millions three-year-olds here. Miss Wonderland, a $15 chance. Flying Jess and Agnar, both 50-1 chances in the three-year-old Magic Millions.
The speed in the race, Miss Wonderland and Improvement both drawn a little bit out wide. I think they'll both press forward and come across. My True Love will hold its spot from barrier one. And the bottom one, Leilu, if that's how you pronounce it, it'll press forward also. Maybe get into a one-out, one-back spot. But I think those two wide runners, the Toppy and Improvement, will press on, Ron.
Yeah, agree with that. Glenn was having a dig at the Melbourne form, and justifiably so there. But, geez, I think it's going to shape up here. I think both these Melbourne fillies are going to get to ridiculous odds. Miss Wonderland, well... that she's got good raps on her. Her only defeat was in Group 3 company when she was beaten by Sprite there over the carnival. She won a first start by 6 and then got the job done as odds-on favourite last time and down the straight there. I think she's top pick here for sure. Get Shin on board. He'll be aggressive. She's up and running. She's fit. I think Flying Jess is the danger. This is massive odds. Look, I know her only win was in a... and a size produce in Adelaide as a two-year-old, but I think that recent Melbourne form is quite solid, and I can see a bit of speed here, and I can see her swooping home here late at big odds. Of the others, I respect Leilu. It's only a scone restricted race, but I like what I saw from her first up when ridden that little bit quieter. She savaged the line, and My True Love comes out of a Hawkesbury maiden and a benchmark 67 at Warwick Farm, but look, she's gone about her work pretty well, and she's got a little bit of a pedigree about her as well to train on, but I thought she was short enough. 1, 3, 10, and 5.
Yeah, I'm with the 10 here, Leilu. I was pretty impressed with the first up win of Scone, albeit on a heavy track, but just as Ronnie said, ridden a tiny bit quieter. She got into the right spot, but she really did let down and accelerate away from them over the last 200. I think she's fitter here, second up, at a only other preparation, she recorded a win and two good placings, and she probably, well, you couldn't say she should have won them all, but she was in the worst ground at a second start, and then she was never on the track at the next one. They were both at Scone, and she got beat her nose in both of them. So, look, she's a talented filly. She gets the right run here. I think she'll be hard to beat. The Toppy, Miss Wonderland, absolutely no knock on it, coming off a good win up on the speed there at Flemington over 1,100 metres. That was his first outing in I think, 40-odd days, 44 days, I should say. She'll be a lot fitter for that run. If she crosses and controls the tempo here, she should have plenty to offer at the finish. 5 for 3rd, My True Love. No knock on it at all. Wins last two, both over 1,300 metres. Should box seat here and have something to offer. And 4 for 4th, improvement. Another one that's been up on the speed, winning its last two starts, both here at Canterbury. It's got the claim, got the pace to cross and maybe sit outside the lead and once again get the right run. 10-1, 5 and 4.
Darren Flindell goes My True Love number 5 to beat 4-1 and 9. 5-4, 1 and 9 in the New Year's Eve. Race 3 there at Canterbury. Race 4 is the Tab Highway for this Saturday and a kick start the Big Six jackpot here. We're putting in 25,000, all the Tab is, into a Big Six jackpot beginning at 2:30. Glenn?
Yeah, to end off a big 2016, hopefully a bit even bigger 2017. So 25 large going into the Big Six today where Beau Tourage here heads them out. And it's a $5 chance. Atom Eve will have earmuffs on in the pre-parade only at $4.20. Freestanding is a $5 chance. Grand Rouge is out, no deduction. Ricky Royal came out Friday, 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Yate Man is a $17 chance. Lion of Africa came out yesterday, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Hesco Gold at $6. Dramatico at $17. Exitoso at $15. Tiger by the Tail at $6. Rabans for Tash Burley. I think this could be one of Tash's first runners in the city. Good luck to her at $35. Dalmatia Prince is a $13 chance. And Leilu, which is running in the previous race. Now, the deduction here says 21 cents a win and 17 cents a place. What was basically taken out as soon as they priced it, and it didn't really affect the market that much.
Okay, speed in the race. We've got Beau Tourage pressing forward. Atom Eve coming across from a wide draw. I think they're the two that'll take up the running. What else have we got there? Freestanding won't be too far away. And this horse, Dalmatia Prince, from a good draw, he could easily go straight into the box seat.
Yeah, I couldn't see, you know, blinding speed on paper. I think you've nailed it with Beau Tourage, Atom Eve, probably going forward there. And obviously, Dalmatia Prince can box seat from that inside draw, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of pressure for a 1250 metre race. I'm with Atom Eve here, even though obviously this is normal for a Canberra horse, no official trial. They have those, obviously they have plenty of jump outs there. She'll be in good order. She's a tough little mare who did a good job the last preparation. I'm expecting her to mature with another, you know, 6 months under her belt. She just looked like a horse that'd get better with another break to me. I think she's clear top pick here. All she's got to do is just tick the box in the yard and we're away, press the button. Freestanding's probably the danger. It seems to all of a sudden turn the corner with two solid wins there, wet and dry. So seems to be going well enough in a race that lacks depth. Tiger by the Tail, well, it's been forever since he's won a race, but he's always around the mark at this level and finds Avdullah. And best of the rest is probably Hesco Gold, who's two runs back have been as good as she can do, and she's set to peak here with a claim from an inside draw. Don't think the other favourite will run the distance, even though it does look to get a soft time of it up front. 2, 3, 11, 8.
Yeah, look, I like the 8 here, Hesco Gold. I thought it was a good little race for this mare. As Ronnie said, she's had the two runs back. She was good at a big price, first up in a Class 3 at Rose Hill. Then the Tari run, I thought it was full of merit. Drew awkwardly, was four wide on a limb with a tearaway leader that was led by 8 lengths, came into the race with the winner and was found wanting over the last 60 or 70 metres, but still held on for second. But when you sit four and five wide in a fast run race and have the audacity to sort of kick in the straight, I thought it was a pretty good performance. It's got Barrier 1, James Innes Jr., and there's a possibility it could be a little bit closer here.
Yep.
I've seen this horse on previous occasions from good draws be much closer to the lead. So if that's the case, I thought it had some chance. Beau Tourage for second, fitted for two runs back, gets on pace favours here. Its third up form is quite good. It's had two prep shirts being produced third up and gone quite well on both occasions, so it should race well. 3 freestanding, I'll throw it in for third. Ultra consistent, wins last two at Grafton and Randwick. It's another one that should box seat here. And down the bottom, Dalmatia Prince, number 13. First up here, cold little trial at Newcastle. Last preparation was, its last four runs were all really good. They're all in the wet, so we've got to take it on trust on a dry track, but it's another one that does map quite well. 8-1, 3-13.
Yeah, one's the fancy for race caller Darren Flindell, Beau Tourage, to beat 3, 2 and 11. 1, 3, 2 and 11 in race 4, the Tab Highway. First leg of that jackpot Big Six. Back in a moment to look at race 5.
Following the long weekend, Sky Sports Radio's BSB Extra returns on Tuesday.
BSB Extra has the right mix of racing and sports,
with trainers, jockeys and sporting personalities with all the vital information.
Boom Time just keeps going.
Yeah, he's a really good chance for the Magic Millions. He was fantastic on Saturday again. And
Tap markets are also an integral part in helping you back a winner.
BSB Extra.
Back Tuesday morning at 9
on Sky Sports Radio.
This January, the Gold Coast plays host to the Southern Hemisphere's finest horse flesh. Recent graduates of the Magic Millions Gold Coast yearling sale include Awesome Rock, Capitalist, Global Glamour, and the world's best galloper on turf, Winx. Progeny by Australia's leading sires, plus first season stallions, including Epaulette, Sizzling, and Zoostar. Go under the hammer from January 11 at Magic Millions, Australia's undisputed number one sale for Group 1 winners. Catalogue at magicmillions.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Be part of a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Canterbury today. See tab.com.au for details.
29 minutes to 9 it is on Sky Sports Radio. Ron Duffersey, Mike Fraser, they're back together again. They hugged each other earlier, and we're here on New Year's Eve tipping you plenty of winners.
Andrew, I was going to say, we had that ad then on for BSB Extra. What about BSB Extra being ahead of the curve the other day, interviewing Chris Lynn and asking him what he was looking forward to bat with Brendan McCullum? Did you see them last night?
Sixes.
Well, one went on the roof.
Yeah, exactly. No,
yeah,
they're big
seven
hitters.
Sixes. He only hit 27 in the whole competition last year. He hit 7 in a game last night.
Unbelievable.
Chris Lynn.
Unbelievable in a sellout crowd.
But that's what we get on BSB Extra.
BSB Extra, back on Tuesday.
Ahead of the curve.
Race 5 here, Glenn, at Canterbury. The hashtag, the race's handicap.
Yeah, over 1,900 here, where Rustic Melody is an $11 chance. Admiral Jello, that's what Ronnie looks like after a holiday, at $5.50. Unbiased is a $5 equal favourite in a wide betting race here. Burning Energy at $7. Collar at $51. Leopari is a $6 chance. Manhattan Sun is at $18. Obsidian, as Chris told us earlier, an offside bubble cheeker on. It's a $5 equal favourite. Tradtree returning to his favourite track at $14. Promass at $8.50. And One Touch is a $71 chance. Not an overly vigorous betting race, but money for a number of runners here. Actually, most popular runner is Admiral Jello. Went up as much as $8, now $5.50. Second pick dollar-wise is Obsidian, who's in from $6. And then very, very little separating Burning Energy, Leopari and Manhattan Sun.
Speed the race, well, Tradtree, he's got a liking for Canterbury. He's got the outside draw. He'll press forward and take up the running. I think the ones that will hold their spots, One Touch and Collar, they're both nicely drawn. They'll box seat. And then the other ones you've got there are maybe Burning Energy and that's about it, Ron.
Yep. Yeah, that's about it. Look, I gave this horse life 2 starts back. Life's not long in racing, as we know. But I like Unbiased here today, number 3. He's been a bit of a tease so far this preparation, but I just think he's got the right form lines for this race. The races he's been running in, he's got good form at the track. He's he gets Blake Shin to stand over him. I think he needs it. He's a big laid-back sort of character. He goes from a benchmark 85 back to a benchmark 76. I just think I've got nowhere else to turn. And 3 on top. I think Leopari could be the danger. Obsidian won't be far away. And Admiral Jello back to the scene of the crime. He was good here winning 3rd up, so he's 4th up off a win at the same track and distance. So a few stats in his favour, but I thought he stood out on form, 3, 6, 8, and 2.
Okay, Mike, which way do you go here in the 5th?
I was just saying, I thought this was a pretty tough race. You could probably run it 3 or 4 times and get a different winner every time. Look, I've stuck with Admiral Jello here. Chris Lees trains this one. Nice progress, all 3 runs as prep. The last 2 have been at Canterbury. Got the job done when he circled the field last start over this distance, so look, 4th up, staying at the same track and distance where he obviously races well. I think if he gets the right run in what looks to be a very open race, I'm going to lean towards him. 8 for 2nd, Obsidian. Has hit the line quite nicely. Both runs is prep. First up on the Beaumont track in the worst ground, and then 2nd up at Warwick Farm was good. Has been placed at this track and distance, and he's another horse that's got wet track ratings that are better than his dry track ratings, but it's only a limited number of runs we've got to go on there. So we'll take him on trust on the dry track. 4 for 3rd, Burning Energy. There's another one that's good enough all three runs. Last two have been at the mile. First run at the trip, but should get a good run, and with the claim, that should help it run the distance. And number 9 for 4th, Tradtree. Fly solo in front. He'll be there for a while. They'll probably run past him, but he's a place chance. 2, 8, 4, and 9.
For Darren Flindell, it's 2 as well. Admiral Jello to beat 3, 6, and 7. 2, 3, 6, and 7 in race 5. We get now to the regular Quaddy Glen races 6, 7, 8, and 9. Race 6, the Tab Rewards, and Dance on Stars is on the 7-day backup.
Yes, and plenty of people had it in their numbers last week at big odds. It'll be interesting to see where they've got it this week with James Innes, and he is riding very, very well at the moment. It's a 20-1 chance, or $21, Dances on Stars. Berry Delicious, not there, came out all the way back on Thursday. 4 cents a win and nothing the place. One more Zeta at $8.50. Loyalty Man is a $9 chance. All Cerise at $17. Duke of Valentinois at $6. Himalaya Dreams a $13 chance. I go over to Redoutable Heart at $2.60 and favourite. Gold Ambition is a $6 chance. And Hetty Heights is a $7 chance. Very little separating three runners here. The most popular runner overall is Gold Ambition, but basically been $6 since we put the market up. Second pick is Redoutable Heart. It's 280 into 260. And third pick is Duke of Valentinois, who was actually 460 out to 6. Right behind those three is Loyalty Man.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, there's only two horses that can really contest the lead here. That's Loyalty Man and All Cerise. And by the way, Ronnie was pushing our trainer there, Chris Waller, this morning to go forward on All Cerise. I suspect it'll probably take up the running. Yeah. Loyalty Man will box seat behind it. And the other one going forward is Gold Ambition. The rest will try and follow in their spots, but not much pressure here, Ron.
No, I think mission accomplished going forward.
Jeez, you were good.
She's not one of mine, and there's a couple in this race that look really big odds, but I'm saying that I can't get away from this favourite, Redoutable Heart. I think he's at the top of his game after, you know, three runs back after a long spell, back to the dry surface here. There's nothing wrong with his form. The only thing wrong with him, he's getting in a little bit short now. I'm marking him a little bit longer than the $2.60, but I have to be with him, I think. I think these couple of gay deceivers are his dangers, including All Cerise number 5. That was silly odds, 25-1 earlier in the week, $26. I know she's an inconsistent mare who has her moments, but that she's had a trial since that first up run. She just loves this track. And a race that she does get complete control with no weight on her back here today. So she's very likeable at the price. Likewise, Himalaya Dream. Oh, talk about old mates. He wasn't hopeless first up, and that second up stat just reads so well. Like 3 of his 5 wins have all been second up. And after doing okay first up, I think he fits in okay here. And best of the rest is Duke of Valentinois, who never got into the Villiers. The previous form reads okay for a race like that. And he is 1 for 1 at this track and distance. I like 8. But I think there's value in 5 and 7 than 6.
Yeah, look, I think it's a bit of a tricky race, this one. I've gone with one of these visitors from down south, Mike Moroney's horse in Loyalty Man. He's had 4 runs this prep. He was terrific 2 runs back at Flemington. What could go wrong did go wrong. He found plenty of interference in the straight, and then he had to cut back to the inside in the worst ground. I thought it battled on really well. They took it to Wodonga the other day in a really fast run race, and I thought it was quite strong. Made its move from about the 500 and dug deep to win quite impressively. The form out of that race has been franked, and the form out of the Flemington race has been franked. 36-day break, not a problem at all. This horse is one that seems to excel being fresh. With Glenn Schofield on board, he'll either lead or box seat, and he's a good, tough competitor, this horse, so I think he'll run a race. He on top of 8, Redoutable Heart. Look, he's done well all 3 runs from a long spell. He was a good winner 2 starts back at Rose Hill in that 1,500. And last start at Randwick, he got back on a leader's track but still got to the line quite nicely. He's definitely right in the mix here for sure. 9 for 3rd, Gold Ambition. Doesn't win often, but big, massive weight in drop in the weights, and is going to get on-pace favours here, being in the first two or three where they're not going to hum along. He's more a place chance than a win chance, because he just doesn't win often. And for fourth, number five, All Cerise. Pretty much everything Ronnie said's right there. Gets a dry track, gets a claim, is either going to lead or box seat here. Has had three starts at the track for two wins, so really does like this track. 4, 8, 9, and 5.
For Darren Flindell, he goes Hetty Heights, number 10, to beat 8, 9, and 3. 10, 8, 9, and 3. Ron, respecting your thoughts there with what you've tipped, but Jay Ford seemed to be quite keen on Hetty this morning.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a fan of her. I'm wary of her here too, because she's a mare that I reckon will really react when she gets back down the weights, which she has done here.
Mm.
The only thing, she's got a bit of a history on hot days that she doesn't cope real well with hot days.
Right.
She's a couple of those. I saw at Hawkesbury, I know it was earlier in her career, she nearly collapsed from heat stress. And then I think she had a bit of a post-race heat stress again the other day. Just the humidity of the day.
Yep.
You've got to put factor so many things into your form. But I was just wary of the humidity of the day with her today as well.
Just watch her in the yard, probably. She's going to be...
Well, she puts so much in. It's more she has post-race issues rather than pre-race issues.
Pre-race, okay. All right, we move to the feature race, Glenn. This is the 150,000 Canterbury Classic.
Yeah, race 7 on the program here, Andrew. We're Ball of Muscle. Here is a $5 chance, and quickly looking, that will make it equal favourite. Big Money is at $15. Shiraz, good luck to the troop coming down today at $17. Strawberry Boy at 18. Boss Lane, they've taken the tongue tie off him today at $21. Flippant at 7. Decision Time at 26. Survival at 10. His Majesty, $5 equal favourite. I Am Zalady at 13. Prince Famous at 17. Wouldn't It Be Nice at 71. Grunderzeit is a $13 chance. Le Cordon Bleu at $15. Next horse is the last one we're going to look at. That is Denpur at $18. Scratch the bottom two, Valguer and Weatherly. No deduction taken there. Now, looking through the race here for the best supported runner, there's not a great deal between. Ball of Muscle is top pick, then Big Money, Denpur, I Am Zalady.
Well, speed in the race. This is interesting, this map, because I've got Sir Bible and Ball of Muscle drawn side by side, and I've actually got them coming across with very little pressure underneath them, because there's a number of runners drawn just inside them that go back. You've got horses like Prince Famous, Flippant, and Grunderzig. They're all drawn outside these two, so they'll probably tag across behind them, looking to get a spot behind horses like maybe I Am Zalady and Strawberry Boy. Although it's only 1,200. He's bound to get some sort of a spot, maybe one or two pairs back. But I thought these two could sort of cruise across a bit, Ron.
Yeah, I agree with that. If there's a pattern in play, it'll be identified by this stage of the day. So if it's still on pace, it's certainly its advantage to a horse like Ball of Muscle. He's had 2 months off since running that nice race at Flemington on Derby Day. That looked a lovely trial recently. And I say this could well be his race. Just looks like his grand final compared to a few others. I won't say warm-up race, but it's lead-up racing for a couple of races in Queensland, maybe. I think these mares are the dangers. I Am Zalady. I've got utmost respect for her. Interested that Joe said she's going to look big and burly in the yard, though. Flippant, quality filly or mare. This will top her off for Queensland, and she could still win this race if she gets any luck slotting in there anywhere. And of the other, Sir Bible, he's a good tough competitor. I thought Karen might not have, he just overrated him last start, in my opinion. 110, 6, and 8.
Yeah, I agree 100% with what you said about Sir Bible, and he is a really good tough competitor. His first up win at Moonee Valley was good, and he had a torrid run there, second up where just everything went against him. And I thought his Ramick run the other day was terrific. He was up on a pretty hot speed. He stayed down toward the inside, and that was, you know, somewhat inferior ground there, and the razor's sharp. And he didn't shirk the task at all. I thought he was better than His Majesty over the last 300 or 400 metres of that race. So I'm going to lean towards him to beat Ball of Muscle. Had the lovely freshen up and a beautiful trial. He'll cruise across and sit outside Sir Bible, and you know, maybe they can run the Quinella here. 4 for 3rd, Strawberry Boy. Look, It's well documented. He's had a bit of a lengthy spell, and 1,200 is probably a bit short of his best, but just the way this track looks likely to play today, if he can lob into third or fourth spot there, you know, he could acquit himself well as a realistic place chance. I'm 8-1-4 and number 9, His Majesty. Look, I was pretty disappointed in his run the other day. I think the only thing you could say was he was having his first run in 70 days and he may have been a little bit underdone. So I'm going to give him one more chance, but I thought he was, like, the last 80 metres of that race, I thought he was pretty ordinary. 8-1-4-9.
Darren Flindell likes Ball of Muscle to break through back into the winner's circle, number 1, to beat 10-9-13. 1-10-9-13. Now, Ron and Mike, it's a pretty competitive race. What would be your fifth tip, Duff?
Good question. I would have to say,
If you could take the five off Grundlzig's barrier and you're giving barrier one, you'd put him in because he's a track specialist. But he's got a horrible map, don't you reckon, Ron?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
I'm just trying to help our listeners with a quaddy.
To me, it all revolves on around how the, you know, if backmarkers are getting a fair go, I would say a horse like Le Cordon Bleu would be over the odds. Yep. Actually, Christian Reese allowed to ride him a kilo over there, I think I read somewhere. But all revolves on track pattern.
And you'll update on that.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Obviously, His Majesty's got a good hope, but he's well found at favourite. That's all.
Yeah, understand. Do you have one, Mike, or not?
Oh, not really. As I said, Grundlzig, if the track pattern changes around, he's definitely got to be given some hope.
All right, there are the thoughts on today's feature, the Canterbury Classic. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be on air from 6:30. Cup meetings at Inverell and Gilgandra. We'll have all the information, all the interviews from 6:30. And Ron and Mike and Glenn, tomorrow at Flemington, the first race, the first progeny of Black Caviar, Neil Werra told me yesterday, it's like similar pressure with Black Caviar, that they just have been blown away with the interest in Osietra tomorrow, Ron.
I'm blown away with the price Munsey put up there, $1.40. So fair dinkum. Talk about cashing in. Fair dinkum.
You're cashing in on the breeding there, Munsey.
Fair dinkum. You know, like she was $1.50 after she'd won 8 races, you know.
I know on social media and everything, someone keeps raising the fact 2 days before the Cox Plate, Winx was $2.10. She's won 14 in a row.
Yeah. No, anyway, we can't
look. I hope it wins. Look, it's exciting, and I'm hope it wins for connections. But as far as being a punter's concerned, I'd be looking somewhere out wide for something to beat it, to tell you the truth. But
anyway,
look, its jump outs have been good.
Yeah.
But they've hardly been competitive jump outs. Look, the vibes are good about it, put it that
way. Yeah, David's saying the right things. Yeah, and David Hayes will join us tomorrow at around 8 o'clock to give us the lowdown
is
on
Michael. Michael doing the Gunnedah form, is he?
You're on it.
No, he's
mate.
Doing Wallabadar.
You're on it.
Nice try, Ron.
We'll have it all covered tomorrow. And as I say, we're on air 6:30 tomorrow and then 6:30 on Monday morning. Righto to the second last here, Glenn. I'll let you say it.
It's the tab.com.au, Andrew. The second last on the program today, where Warjet, he's on his way north for Cyclone Cleary at $26. Avon Arco with the blinkers on at $26. Disgraceful at $18. Isa Rich at $35. Art Nouveau with the blinkers off at $15. Petrosian is a $26 chance. Choice we had at $9.50. Dark Eyes came out yesterday, 5 cents a win at 6 cents a place. Got Unders, not here, $51. Deploy is a $6 chance. Noble Joey at $12. Bogey is out, no deduction. Nicolance at $4.60. Static Lift came out Thursday. The deduction's there, 4 cents a win and 3 cents a place. And the favourite is the bottom one in Mediterranean, who did go back up 260 this morning, remains at that quote there. Geez, this has been a good go, Mediterranean.
He went up the wrong price.
Went up $6. He does come back as a gelding today. That's his gear change, Mediterranean. He's been six. Static Lift was a $15 chance. Dark Eyes was $8. Bogey was a $26 chance in the race here, but he's been averaged out just over the $3.20 mark here, Mediterranean. Second pick is a very, very long way away, is actually Choice We Had.
Speed in the race, Noble Joey will roll forward and take up the running. Deploy will press on and could easily go to third defence with Nicolance coming across and sitting outside it. Then you've got horses like God Unders and Isorich. They're going to be looking for a spot behind those three. With a couple of those scratchings, it's made a little bit easier, but there's enough speed in numbers there to say that they should roll along.
Yeah, look, good luck to the punter that got $6. This will be very hard to beat. The Mediterranean, that trial was a beauty. It's been well documented. He's been gelded. He's really been set to make his... I reckon he's set to make his mark this preparation. And the only thing that can beat him is bias here. If he gets back too far and, you know, the leaders are getting a fair go. But although he's well found now, I think he's the bet of the day without a doubt. I'm terrified of his stable mate, Nicolance. He's a talented horse, like Mediterranean. They're both talented three-year-olds who are, you know, better than benchmark standard, put it that way. Pete says he's had a jump out and he's working well, and he's probably more forward in the run than his stable mate, Nicolance. So he's the danger. Three, disgraceful. I thought he was good odds. He was good first up last preparation. He was scratched last week for this. And he does fit in okay here. I thought he was one of the chances, and best of the rest is Deploy, who's a go-forward horse and does look a horse with some quality. I think it's the two stablemates, though, but clear leaning to Mediterranean, 15, 13,
3, 10. Yeah, look, I've got the same two numbers, but I flipped them around based on how I think this track's going to play today. Mm-hmm. I just think it's advantage Nicolance if the on-paces and inside runners are suited. I just think he gets the advantage, whereas Mediterranean will have to go back and make his luck from you know, maybe off the speed. Nicolance has had the freshen up since he failed at Flemington. The form prior to him going to Melbourne was terrific. The brake's no issue. He's just got to go forward in the first 300 or 400. And if he gets into a one-out, one-back spot, I think he's going to be hard to beat. The danger is definitely Mediterranean. Ronnie, what do you think about the fact that he's had seven starts and his better form is on soft ground?
Yeah, possibly, but I don't think there's enough evidence there. He was only a maiden there. I think he went on the soft ground, and that was at Canterbury here, and then he had the seven starts, and look at the level he's raced at there. You know, the Golden Rose, he didn't have a lot of room in that race, and then it was the Stan Fox.
Well, he went good in all those, but they were all on rain-affected tracks. That's what I'm trying to find out, whether...
He's any good on the dry.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. Look, he trialled really well the other day on a dry track, so look, he... As you say, not a great sample to go on, but just a slight query there. 13 to beat 15. I thought the roughie in the race was the top weight, number one, Warjet. He's first up here. He's in a benchmark 78 with 56.5 in his back. First up last prep on a bog trap track. He was hard in the market on a better class race with 60.5 kilos. So I just think the dry track's the key here. The previous prep, he won impressively on Magic Millions Day at the Gold Coast. You know, I think it was that Country Cup race there. So, look, I just think with the claim, a good draw, a dry track, he might be able to produce something at a bit of a price. 13, 15, 1, and 11 for 4th, Noble Joey. Fitter for 2 runs back. He gets on-pace favours here. He'll press forward and take up the running, and he's a good, consistent galloper. 13, 15, 1, and 3. 1 being the value.
OK, Darren goes 13 as well, Nicolance, to beat 15, 7, and 11. 13, 15, 7, and 11. Real strong competitive race.
And now, Ronnie said they went up the wrong price, but when they originally priced the 3-year-old Magic Millions, the boys had Nicolance at a shorter price than Mediterranean. Mediterranean only firmed in the Magic Millions after it a trial, so I'd say their opinion of Nicolance is a little bit higher than Mediterranean, only due to the fact he's coming back as a gelding, so you've got to see what he does now as a gelding, whereas Nicolance, you put the line through his Flemington run, and he's got very, very consistent form.
No, he has, definitely.
Let's move to the last here, Race 9, the Australian Turf Club, as they celebrate New Year's Eve racing at Canterbury. This one over the 1,200. Glenn?
Yeah, Frill Seeking here is a $17 chance. Kinshasi is out, no deduction. LA Cheval at 14. We've got Secret Trail, came out Thursday, 16 cents a win and 14 cents a place. 50 Shades of Grey with blinkers on. at $17. In Her Time, $4.20. Pieckner is a $16 chance. Tree of Jesse came out Thursday, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Magic of Dreams came out this morning, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Shahrazad, a scratch from Brisbane to run here, is a $7 chance. Belle Celine came out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Rowinda at 11. Raymond is a $2.25 chance. Nahima at $31. We've got Madame Giselle, who originally went up 21 this morning, is still that price, and Suspenders is out, no deduction. Best supported runner here is Raymond. Went up 280 in a full field here, but was into $2.30 before this morning. Now a $2.25 chance. Only other horse I've shown some interest in is Shahrazad, and already today it's been 8-7.
Yeah, speed in the race. Well, a little bit of the heat's come out with a couple of these scratchings, but I think La Chevelle will press forward and take up the running. And the two from good draws there, Raymond and what was my other run there? In Her Time, I think they'll both hold their spot. And away from those, I sort of struggled. Maybe number seven will come across from that draw and get into the first three or four, but not much speed in numbers in this race now, Ron.
No, that's interesting with, you know, being a sharp 1,200-metre race. Look, I've always been a fan of In Her Time, especially on dry tracks. She's been looked after and put away, and I like the first up win. She's had 5 weeks in a trial since, beating Bonnie O'Reilly, who's won since. And I think she may have come back pretty well, and I think she maps perfectly just on them here, and she'll get every opportunity to get home. I can see this favourite's hard to beat, Raymond, but look, there seems to be a big boom on her. She got the job done well first up, I must say, and it sounds like she's held in high regard by Godolphin, just into a few interviews when she won the other day. So, and she did savage the line, I must say. But 225, you know, she's going from a benchmark 71 up here to a 78. But yeah, she's the danger. I'm wary of Shahrazad. Hasn't had too much 1200 metre exposure, but she was terrific at 1100 first up here last prep, and I think she's in the mix somewhere from a good draw, and best of the rest is Rowinda, whose best run this preparation was last start. 6-13, 10 and 12.
I'm going to lean towards the favourite here, Raymond. Basically, I thought the win was good first up. It looks like to get a beautiful run here with Blake Shinn on board, and you know, you weigh all those things up and how the track's likely to play. It does tick quite a few boxes. Its only other run at Canterbury was second up last prep. It was a price in that maiden and it got beaten nose, so tells you it's got a distinct liking for the track conditions here. 13 on top, I thought 14, Nahima. I thought it might be a little bit of value here second up. Now, look, it wasn't disgrace first up at Canterbury. It ran third, beaten about 3.8 lengths, but it's lightly raced horse now trained by Robbie Pearce. It's had two second up runs in its life. If you go back to its first start, it won a maiden, stepped straight into a two-year-old filly's Group 2 race and should have won easily, got beaten nose when it was, I think it was like 10th favourite. And then last preparation, it ran last off a break, beaten 43 lengths, came out in a three-year-old open at, although being not a strong one, and won by 10 lengths. So this horse just seems to have this fantastic pattern to improve out of sight second up. It's only done it twice and improved both times, so I'm taking the odds to it improving here at the price on offer, and also looks likely to get a pretty cosy run, maybe two or three pairs back. 13 to beat 14, 6 in Her Time, absolutely no knock on it, ran good time when it won first up in that 1100-metre race here. It's had a nice little freshen and a nice trial, so all goes well for it. And the other one there is a Rowinda, number 12, down the bottom. No win, but consistent all four runs this prep. Back to 1,200. I think that's probably a bonus, coming back from 1,400 to 1,200. And the claim's also a little tick for it. 13, 14 a bit of value, 6 and 12.
Darren Flindell likes the 13 as well in the last to beat 6, 10 and 14. 13, 6, 10 and 14. Darren's best is Super 2 back in the second. Race 2 and number 2. Mike, how do you see the day?
Yeah, look, I'm a bit of a Super 2 fan also. I'm going to make it my best for the day. And those two that I tipped in the last couple of races there, Warjet And the Hema, I think they'll both run, you know, good cheeky races at a price for you.
Okay, so a little bit of value. That's the main one there. Righto. Mate, hope you're feeling better.
Actually, no, I got through it quite well. I shouldn't tell you, there's a bottle of Jim Beam sitting on my son's desk. I'm serious. About 20 minutes ago, the throat was starting to cargle. I said, I'll have a swig of that. That'll fix it. And I've come, I could go another lap.
Yeah, no wonder you never came on at 7. You know, you're opening it then.
Exactly.
You take it easy, mate.
See you, Ronnie.
Take it easy.
I love you, Ronnie.
Take it easy, mate. Have another swig.
Just have half.
Hey, come listen, on, Glenn, stop calling Ronnie a grub.
Thank you, Mike.
Love you, bye.
Mike Fraser there. What about you, Ron, at Canterbury?
I like Mediterranean, race 8, number 15, and I also like Super 2 in race 2, number 2, but Mediterranean the best.
Righto, race 8, number 15. Ron's been away that long. He turned his mic off and forgot how to turn it back on.
No, it's been on all the way.
He looked out, it was 9 o'clock, he said, I'm out of here.
Ron, great to have you back. And Mike, I hope you're still listening. Have a great New Year's Eve tonight, whatever you're doing, and we'll talk to you again during the week, Duff.
See you, guys.
Thanks, mate. Ron Duffacy there. Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club is with us. Brett, so much happening on New Year's Eve at Canterbury and then Monday at Randwick.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning to all the boys there and all the punters. And on behalf of Darren Pearce, our CEO of the board, we wish everyone a very happy New Year. As you say, there's a busy period coming up, but I think today, Ben's the last meeting of the year, which has been a very successful year for Sydney Racing, probably the best Saturday meeting we've seen at Canterbury in a long, long time.
Yeah, no, look, we've just been through every race, and it's so competitive. If you can snag a couple of winners today and maybe a Quinella first four, something like that, you're going to end the year in a very good way.
Yeah, no doubt. Look, and it's free entry today for everybody. It's one of the best days of the year in Sydney, isn't it? So free entry for everybody at Canterbury Park today. Plenty of space there for families and friends to get out and enjoy this New Year's Eve, and plenty of time after the last to then go back home or go out and kick on and celebrate the end of the new year. And as I say, a great opportunity there at Canterbury Park for a Saturday meeting to see some great racing. And you mentioned Monday at Royal Randwick, that's free entry again. So Royal Randwick open to everybody for free. The gates will open there for members at 11:45, midday for the general public. Plenty of areas open there, and of course the stables for members and their guests also open after the last race. And looking way forward, Saturday at Warwick Farm. So three different courses for three different parts of Sydney, and all great opportunities for families and friends to get out and enjoy the races.
Yep, so reminding our listeners, free admission today and also on Monday at Randwick. Brett, to you and yours, have a great day today, mate, and a great night tonight.
Thanks, Andrew. Same to you, and good luck to all the punters and finish off the year with a few winners.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club.
You're sitting in the traffic, motionless. Disappear to another world and relax with a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Moscato, a sweet alternative by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
The New Year's sale is on now at Flight Centre. Fly to Phuket return from $528. Call 131600 or visit flightcentre.com.au. Chipping Norton, Newbridge Road near Rickard Road, that overnight accident that brought wires down, still affecting traffic. Two eastbound lanes are blocked. Diversions are in place. Delays heading into the international terminal on Marsh Street, and of course New Year's Eve road closures today around the city and foreshore, including Kirribilli, Milsons Point and North Sydney. The New Year's sale is on now at Flight Centre. Fly to Rome return with Etihad Airways from $1,289. Call Flight Centre on 131600. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Over this busy season, you can take Sky Sports Radio everywhere. From the Tab app to the new radio app, Sky Sports Radio is launched for the summer season. Catch all your favourite programs by downloading through the App Store.
Mum, when I say Miele, what do you think of?
Great appliances.
What about when I say save?
Uh-oh. Are you going to say Miele and save in the same sentence?
No. Save up to $300 on selected Miele dishwashers at Bing Lee, now from just $999. That's two sentences.
Do you know what you just said?
Save up to $300 on selected Miele dishwashers at Bing Lee.
You said it again.
But it's only while stocks last.
They won't last long.
Save on Miele right now at Bing Lee.
Offer ends January 31. If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Canterbury Saturday and a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Royal Randwick this Monday. Now you can cheer on your Big Six by watching all races live on the Tab app. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
For the best price on a new Mazda, go and see the man. The 2016 plate clearance is on now at Penrith Mazda Centre. Hurry in for special offers like Mazda 3 with free rego CTP and stamp duty on selected vehicles. And our Mazda Ute Centre has great offers on VC50. Penrith Mazda Centre, family owned and operated and with over 300 new Mazdas in stock. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808. Celebrating the new year with winners galore.
Sky Sports Radio.
And it's time to have a look at Melbourne racing. It's a twilight meeting at Moonee Valley going into the evening on New Year's Eve at Moonee Valley. It's good for penetrometer 4.65 with the first at 20 minutes to 5. And the rail is true. Let me say that. True for the first time in a month at Moonee Valley. The scratchings, race 1, take out 2, 4, 6, 7, 8 and 12. Race 2, take out 4, 6, 8. Now take note that 13 Toorak Rose is a late scratching. That's race 2 number 13 and also the emergency number 17. So out of the second, 4, 6, 8, 13 a late 1 and 17. The third, take out 6, 10 and 14. The fourth, 4, 6 and 15 are scratched. Race 5, 4, 12 and 13. Race 6, the scratchings are 2, 3, 14 and 18. Race 7, 5, 6, 12 and 18. And race 8, 1 and 8 are scratched. Repeating the late one is race 2, number 13, Toorak Rose. And on New Year's Eve, we welcome in Dean Lester. Morning, Dean.
Good morning, Andrew.
And how's the valley look? It's a 4:40 start for you today.
It is, the late shift. I think it's a pretty tough meeting. I think two or three races I really like, but there's some pretty tough races there this afternoon.
Ooh, okay. And Mark Hutter, do you see it similar?
Absolutely. Good morning, Andrew. Absolutely, I do. I think it's particularly a very tough quarter. So if we can snag that between us, we should get a decent dividend.
Fair enough. All right, well, let's get cracking into it. Glenn Munsey's here from tab.com.au. And Glenn, what about the first here over the 1,000?
Yes, Andrew, in the first here, we start, this is the two-year-old, we start with Kid Flash as a $5 chance, Book Build is out, Prevailing Winds at $7.50, Siam is out, Tapestry Red at $9, scratch the next three, go down to number 9, Pure Emotion at $8, Sansi's Diamond $19, Memory Bank $19, Royal Disguise is a scratching, and Tulip is the $1.75 favourite. Well, a vastly different market to the original one that went up the other day. Tulip did go up a $5 chance the other day. It's been averaged out at around about $3.50, though. So it's genuinely well supported here, Tulip. Nothing whatsoever, any interest in to beat it.
Ooh, okay, a debuter for Hayes and Dabernick. They've got an interesting one tomorrow, Dean, but what about this one?
Yeah, well, I think it goes pretty well, Andrew. Trialled with El Jorza that won at Gawler last Saturday and trialled pretty well and looks well educated. I think it'll be fairly hard to beat of what I've seen. I think 9 Pure Emotion ran well on Cox Plate Day because it was up on the speed and that was a day when you just had to swoop down the centre and win, and she was just in the wrong lane from in race one, and ran well, has trialled up nicely. Kid Flash won okay at Geelong, has had a little freshen up, and wary of Prevailing Winds, the first starter of the Darren Weir Yard, well-bred brother to Thermal Current. I think it's a big watch runner. 13.913.
Yeah, number 13 for me, Tulip as well. I like its trial win. It's been set, performs good out of the trial. It's got speed. Looks like it'll just bounce itself up outside the leader and control the race. Number 1, Kid Flash. Trialled really well before that debut win at Geelong. I thought the win was a bit disappointing, but at least it's got the race experience. 5, Tapestry Red was in the same trial as 9, Pure Emotion at Sandown. I thought Tapestry Red might have trialled a little bit better, so I'll put it in for 3rd. And number 9, Pure Emotion, in for 4th. 13, 1, 5 and 9.
Greg Miles likes the 13 as well. Tulip to beat 1, 3 and 5. 13, 1, 3 and 5 in the first. Race 2, Glenn, over the 1,200.
Yes, and Crystal Fountain here, Andrew, is a $7 chance. We've got Emphatically at 9, Giro at 10, Call Me Tessa's a scratching, Millinery at 7, Turak misses out, Bella Ava is a $6 chance, Bruegel Reward is scratched, Dazzy's Day at 17, Faye's Joy 26, Nothing But a Saga at 31, Siren's Reward is at $7, Two Rack Roses are scratching, Witches at 6, Balancing Act 15, Summer Wind at $7.50, and Lara Panetta is a scratching. Well, with all the scratchings here, we're left with around about $5 or $6 the field. Our most popular runner, I've got to look right down the bottom here, to being Summer Wind, and then back up to the top, which is Crystal Fountain, but not Savage, the investments here.
Okay, and I should mention that Summer Wind is Chris Simons. Race 2, number 16, Chris Simons. Mark, race 2?
Yeah, Summer Wind for me, Andrew. It was scratched at the barrier at Werribee, then went to Yarra Valley for that first up run. It was a terrific runner, chased really hard. I think this looks like a really busy race. I'm hoping Chris Simons can just get in that three-wide train, and I reckon the horse will let rip down the middle and run terrific. To beat 14 Witches, disappointing last time. The blinkers go on here, which should make a big difference. It's going to be buried away, but with any luck, we'll run on. 7 Bella Ava, good win first up. Not really suited up the straight last time. And then out to number 2, Emphatically. Thought 16 had run well here. 16, 14, 7 and 2.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bella Ava. I thought the run at Flemington was pretty good, really. She was left in front and exposed. I think better around a turn. And with a good speed up front, she can probably take a bit of a sit today. To beat 12 Siren's Reward, I think she's the best of the on-pace runners. 5 Millinery's got an awkward draw, but I think it's going quite well. And certainly, I think if she has any luck on the draw, 16 Summer Wind's right in the race. That form is very solid out of the Yarra Valley race, and she can measure up here. Just needs that right run from the draw. 7, 12, 5 and 16.
Greg Miles likes the 7 as well. Bella Ava to beat 1, 15 and 2. 7, 1, 15 and 2 in race 2. Guys, I just wanted to mention tomorrow, Dean, we've got that massive day, New Year's Day at Flemington. You'll be joining us at just after 10, between 10 and 10.30, from probably about sort of close to quarter past 10. You'll be going through every race, but Mark will be joining us at this time, 9 o'clock tomorrow. Mark will preview, and then Dean after 10. So you won't be missing a beat as you aim towards Flemington tomorrow. So all the information here on Sky Sports Radio. Race 3, Glenn, it's over the sprint trip again. Back to the 1,000.
Yes, and I suppose race 3 would be better than race 1, Andrew, as I get to race 3 and tell you that Angry G is a $4.40 chance. We've got It's a Shame Billy at 12, Appalachian Annie at $7.50, Lady Esprit at $4.20 and favourite. Manahai Mischief is at $4.60, My Survivor is out, Definia at 15, Chat De Maggie at 21, Gangnam Style 21, Punt Club is out, Moral Outrage 8, Secretan is a $10 chance, Rain Fast at 81, and Miss Swagger is a scratching. Once again, not overly vigorous here. Most popular runner at this stage is Appalachian Annie, but the race is on in 8 hours' time.
Yeah.
Definia is second pick.
Righto, Dean, for race 3?
Yeah, not that keen on this race, Andrew. I'm going with 4 Lady Esprit. I don't like her down the straight at Flemington, and again, last start, that was the scenario. Back around a turn here, Mark Zara to ride from a good draw to beat 3, Appalachian Annie, who looks to have trialled up okay. She's good at the valley, and dry ground is the go. She didn't really come up last time in on the softer ground. Angry G is a really honest horse. Whether he needs a bit further than 1,000 around the valley would be my query, but he's got some hope. And Manahai Mischief, saw him in a bit of a different light last start when he was a bit slow to begin, ridden back, but he ran quite well. Might be next best, but not that keen here. 4, 3, 1, 5.
Same four numbers for me. I'm with number 4, Lady Esprit, as well. I just think it gets the beautiful run here, fifth or sixth behind the speed. You can just see Mark Zara getting into the clear, and she really should hit the line hard. Speed 3, Appalachian Annie, who lost its way last campaign on wet ground, resumes here dry and looks to have trialled up well at Colac. 5, Manahai, just ran very well first up, but again, just drawn a tricky gate. And 1, Angry G, who no excuses up the straight, but it's in consistent form and got the claim for Jack Martin. 4, 3, 5 and 1.
And Greg Miles likes the 5, Manahai Mischief, to beat 11-4-1. 5-11-4-1 in race number 3. Working through Moonee Valley, as I say, it's a twilight meeting beginning at 4:40 on New Year's Eve. This one, Glen, race 4, to be run at 6:30.
Yeah, and London Fog. There'll be a few people looking out in the morning thinking it's a London Fog at $16. Something to Share is at $71. Tucano at 11. Skelto is out. Bring Back, $126. Carlo Bugatti is out. Prima, 13. Sammy the Snake, 26. Get the Picture, 750. It's a Silver Tail at 26. Honey Cara, the favourite there. No, sorry, not favourite, but $3. We've got Pacific Heights at 71. Galaxy Raider takes the favouritism at $2.80. Chiatorio is at 19. Fiona Crystal is out. And King of England is a $19 chance. Well, it's not favourite, Honey Cara, but it is the most popular runner. We did give as much as $5 about it. Now, when it was $5, Skelto was a $34 chance. Carlo Bugatti was $21. Well, Fiona Crystal was an emergency, so it doesn't really matter. It's got more than double the investment on the nearest rival, which is actually Get the Picture. We gave as much as $13 about it. And third pick, I'm just looking to see whether it is Galaxy Raider or not. It is just in front of the Toppy in London Fog.
Righto. Mark, race 4 here over the 2040.
Yeah, train number 9 for me, Andrew. Get the Picture. This horse has been going really well without much luck. I think it flies at Moonee Valley, it flies for Zara. It'll get back and just need a few things to go right, but happy to have something on each way. Number 11, Honey Cara, might be the danger. It's in fantastic form. It'll slide forward. Just need a little bit of early luck to get in. If it gets that, it'll be in the finish. 13, Galaxy Raider can win, but it's rock bottom odds. And 7, Prima. It'll go forward, it'll lead, and give you its usual good sight. 9, 11, 13, and 7.
Yeah, I'm going with Get the Picture too. I think he's a great betting opportunity here. I think Mark's outlined the case. Mark Zara back aboard. He gets the best out of him. He races well here at the Valley. I'm with him to beat Galaxy Raider, who is short enough. He seems to go around short every time. He's favourite his last four runs. He's only won once. Maybe the longer trip will suit him. I've got him in for second. London Fog, I think, is in career best form. He's a winner here at the Valley. He can run well. And Prima, who's a really honest little horse, he'll be up on the speed. He'll give his best, next best. But gee, I think he's great odds here, number 9, 9, 13, 1, 7.
And completing the trio that fancy Get the Picture is Greg Miles. He likes it number 9 to beat 11, 13 and 14. 9, 11, 13 and 14. Race 5 on this 8-race card tonight, Glenn. 1,200 metres. A couple of these are in nice form.
Yeah, and we start here, Andrew, with Widgie Turf as the toppy, and it's a $4.80 chance. Gratwick is $3.80 and favourite. Segovia at 10. Deal Master is out. On Top of the World at 17. Our Luca at 5. Just Gets Him at 51. Furyk is a $4.40 chance. Sister Kitty Mac at 13. Princess of Queens at $8.50. Ardra Storm at 31. Put the pen through the bottom two. Only one they're interested in here is Furyk. I see it went up $5.50. Well, Laney Star was 35, Romanski was 21, and Dealmaster was 9. It's been $4.40 for at least a day now, but 46% of the money is on Furyk there. Gratwick has half as much as it, and it is second pick.
And as you mentioned, the punting's certainly going to pick up through the day. We're talking about a race at 7:05 tonight. Dean, how can you help those punters?
Andrew, I like Gratwick here. I think, look, he's done a lot wrong at 1,400 metres, but they've been trying to get him to settle at that tempo. 1,200 metres, good draw. Craig Williams won't be fighting him. He'll just put him straight on the speed. I think he'll be really hard to beat, Gratwick. Segovia is a very honest horse, ran well last start. Up in distance will suit him as well. Widgie Turf back in distance here, but it was a good win and a good ride at Flemington, but he can be in the mix. And Furyk was a really good win last start and has progressed well. It's somewhere in the mix as well. But, gee, I think Gratwick will be hard to beat. 2, 3, 1, 8.
I like number 8, Furyk. I thought that first up win was terrific. It should have won by further. And then last time was just dominant. I think it's a really progressive horse. It should park 5th or 6th behind the speed here. It just need a touch of luck at the right time, and I think it'll charge at them. Beat number 2, Gratwick. I think much better suited back to 1,200 metres where it won't race itself into the ground. 1, Widgie Turf. Good win last time. Back in trip. Just might need further now. and 3 Segovia, who will make its own luck up on the speed next best. I like 8 here from 2, 1, and 3.
Greg Miles likes the 3 Segovia for Robbie Griffiths to beat 8, 1, and 2. 3, 8, 1, and 2 in race 5. Race 6, the Quest at Moonee Valley, just over the road from Moonee Valley there. Probably many of our Sydney listeners have stayed there. Glenn, this is race 6 over the 1200.
Yes, Andrew, I haven't been lucky enough to stay there, but...
well, neither
looks,
have I, but...
Looks all right.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah. Kia Van is a $9 chance here in race 6. Danuki and Boomwar are both out. We go to Silver Bolt is a $21 chance. Stellar Collision at $7. Armada at $6. Grand Emperor at $13. Oscar's Mamate Par at $21. Solsay 51. Named after you, Andrew. Tough Host at 21. Roman Fizz at 10. Bob of the Head at 13. Devil's Pitch is a $4.60 chance and favourite at that price. Not a Happy Camper is out. Quark is at $13. Mix Hustler at 21. Wolf Cry at $5.50. And It's Humphrey is a scratching. Not a great deal here. There's actually $30 separating three runners. Top pick is Devil's Pitch. Second pick is Kia Van. Third pick is Armada.
Righto. We're up to Mark here. How do you fancy race 6?
It's a pretty tough race, Hoss, but I think if I was going to have a bet here, it'd be number 6 Armada each way. It's had two runs back from a spell. Ran on well last time. It's ready to win. It's got the claim for Ben Allen. Should be parked just forward of midfield here. Can get a lovely run to beat number 1 Kia Van. Looks to be the leader. Fitter for two runs back and always goes well around the valley. 13 Devil's Pinch, just beaten first up, gets a nice jump from the draw, and 11 Roman Fizz is racing in career best form. 6 each way from 1, 13 and 11.
Yeah, I think it's the toughest leg of the quaddy, but I think they're the four main chances. I'm going to go with Amada also. I thought the run at Flemington was pretty good. Just as though it looks as though he gets the right run here, as much as anything, and I'm going to go with him to beat 13 Devil's Pinch, who's always very good first up, sometimes not quite as effective second up, but just maybe a bit more mature now and gets a good run from the draw. 11 Roman Fizz, I don't think the straight track suited at all. His previous win was good, and that ties in with the Devil's Pinch form line. And Kia Van, he's a Moonee Valley horse, and there's not many races for him run at this sort of grade. So I reckon this is a real target race for him with the claim to run really well. 6, 13, 11 and 1.
Greg Miles likes the 13 Devil's Pinch to beat 6, 11 and 17. He pops in there Wolf Cry. 13, 6, 11 and 17 in race 6, the Quest. Race 7, this is over the 1200 here, to be run at 20 past 8 tonight. Glenn?
Yeah, Go Down Here, Andrew, is a $4.40 chance. Pantheress at $26. Anatola, favourite, $3.20. Modesty at 13, scratch the next two. Solange's at $13. Ski Angel at 15. Sullivan Bay, 17. Deal With It at 8.50. Stella the Boss at 15. Strata Magic is out. Euston Road at 26. Might be a call for this next one about 20 past 8. Extra Olives at $11. Bly Bell at 10. Windspot 51. Adelita is a $21 chance. And Autumn Time is a scratching. Easily the best supported runner. One of the better back runners on the program here is Anatola for Mick Price. It is the 3.20 favourite. Second pick, not a great deal separating. Go Down the Toppy is actually third pick. Blythe Bell is second pick here, and then the Toppy and Go Down.
You're an olive man, are you, Glenn?
I like olives, Andrew. Yep,
yeah,
I do.
Okay. I'm glad you are.
Chili olives are even better.
You into olives, Dean?
Absolutely.
Are you?
Mm.
Most refined people are, Andrew.
Yeah, well, I mustn't be because
I've noticed you've never served them out at
No, I haven't. Actually, we've got to start organising that. Even
Andrew's anti-pasta doesn't include olives.
Even the wife was saying, when are we going to have it? Let's move to race 7 here. Dean, what's your fancy?
I'm going to go with Anatola, Andrew. She's well enough found in, I think, a fairly competitive race, but it was a good run first up, and the extra distance is going to suit her. The one I'm very wary of is number 10, Deal With It, who did a terrific job in her first campaign, and I just think this is a lovely race for her to kick off in if she's ready, and I suspect she might be. 9, Sullivan Bay was wide. I thought it ran pretty well first up, and I've got her in for third, and next best, number 15, and that is Blythe Bell, who's got into the field, thought ran quite well first up, and the speed he should suit. 3, 10, 9 and 15.
Yeah, I'm with number three in the Tyler. Not a horse I sort of want to back at the price, but I think he gets a lovely run behind them, ran well without the best of luck first up, should be fitter and ready to fire. I think number nine, Sullivan Bay, is certainly the value. It trialled well going into that first up run. It was wide, it was entitled to run last, but fought on really well. It should punch forward here and give you a great side at odds. 15, Blythe Bell, coming off that unsuitable straight race, ran okay. And one go down, had no hope from the back last time. You can improve. 3, 9, 15 and 1.
3, the fancy for Greg Miles, Anatola as well, to beat 1-10 and 9. 3-1, 10 and 9 in race 7. And New Year's Eve racing at the Valley Glen wraps up at 9 o'clock.
Yes, Andrew, and here in the last, which is the last of 8, Divine 10 is not there, so we start with General Truce at 18, Bo Rada at 6, Grain at 11, It Is Written 11, Bull Pit at 9, Hard Romp 13, Lon Rockstar is out, Olivier at 5, Cashed at 9, Rock and Gold, the $4.40 favourite, and Sunday Escape is a $7 chance. I can tell you easily the best supported runner here was Divine 10, having its first start, Kelvin Burke, back from Hong Kong, so keep an eye out for it. There was a stack of money for it. Best back runner now becomes Bo Rada in front of General Truce, and third pick is Bull Pit.
Righto, so a future tip maybe with Divine 10. Mark, the last race for the year there?
I think it's a field leg for the quaddy, Andrew. I'll go number three, Bo Rada, who is racing very well without luck. It's going to be buried inside, just needing the things to go right at the right time. If it hits it, it will go close. 7, Hard Romp. I thought I was given no hope at all first up. Fitter for that run, can go forward and improve. 9, Olivier, was solid chasing home in Adelaide. And 12, Sunday Escape, who just pulls out a good run every now and again and could be today. Very even race, 3, 7, 9 and 12.
Yeah, I'm going with 3, Bo Rada, who, as Mark said, he's going to need luck, but that, I think the race might open up coming to the turn. If they skip away on Sunday Escape and it opens up a little bit, there might be a chance for him to get through, and I'm going to back him in there that he'll get the luck and be hard to beat. Rock and Gold's going well. He's got a similar racing style but can run well. Sunday Escape, I think this is probably the easiest lead he's going to get for a while, and that's why I'm hoping he might skip away coming to the turn and give a good sight. And Grain, who was quite unlucky last start in the same race as Bo Rada, he's there with a chance. 3, 11, 12, 4.
11's the fancy for Greg Miles here. Rock and Gold to beat 3, 9 and 4. 11, 3, 9 and 4. Mark, what's your best for Moonee Valley?
Couple each way, Andrew. Race 2, number 16, Summer Wind, and race 5, number 8, Furyk.
So both each way. That is race 2, number 16, and race 5, number 8. I don't want to put you on the spot, so you don't have to make it up, but have you found anything for Echuca?
I could back, Andrew, if I can turn the page, I could back Nick Ryan in the first two races, race 1, number 4, and race 2, number 4.
Righto, so 1-4 and 2-4.
That's Snowy Black in the first, which is a $3 favourite, and in race 2, number 4 is Shivaji, which is an even money favourite, or $2.
Righto, so they'll give us a kick start early in the day there at Echuca. Mark, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you after 9 tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Hunter there. Dean, the Valley?
Each way, race 4, number 9, Get the Picture, and race 5, number 2, Gratwick.
4-9 and 5-2 are the ones for Dean. And as I say, you'll be on air with us tomorrow, Dean, between 10 and 10.30 with all the form for Flemington.
Yeah, look forward to it, Andrew.
Good on you. Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, Andrew.
Dean Lester, have a good night tonight to our team there out of Melbourne. Glenn, some jockey challenges?
Yes, Andrew. I know that Canterbury is up and Gosford is up. So Moonee Valley won't be up for a while yet, you wouldn't think.
Right.
But at Canterbury, the favourite in the Jockeys Challenge is Blake Shinn at $1.80. Brenton Abdullah and Glyn Schofield, $5 each of two. Jay Ford, who was interviewed earlier this morning, at 9. Deanne Panyas at 11. Any other jockeys at 18. Andrew Atkins at 21. Christian Reith at 26. And up at Gosford there, a big day. Of course, we've got the races, followed by the Central Coast Mariners at the stadium there. Mitchell Bell, the $1.55 favourite, over Rachel King at $4.60. Blake McDougall's at $5.50. Aaron Bullock's at 13. Paul King's at 16. Any other jockey, 23. Andrew Gibbons, 26. And Lee Roach is a $51 chance. Nothing open away from that at the moment. So still legal farm in Echuca to come. But all the markets open on those venues, Andrew. And I've got another one for you, the stuffed bell peppers with the feta cheese.
Oh, really?
Very good, yeah.
Goes off, does it, in the Munsey household? Yeah. Mate, you have a good night. I know you're working today, but have a good night tonight once it's all finished with the family. And
I'll get ready for you Monday, Andrew. I'll Basil brush you tomorrow, and I'll come back on Monday.
No, we'll look forward to it Monday.
Thanks, mate.
Good, thanks, mate.
Best of luck to everyone and the family and all the boys and everyone else.
Appreciate it, mate. Good on you, Glenn. Glenn Munsey there from tab.com.au. As I say, you'll hear him through the day on Sky Thoroughbred Central. We're going to take a break, and then we've got a really good, strong program to look at Eagle Farm. Race after race offers up so much for the Magic Millions on January 14.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Canterbury Saturday and a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Royal Randwick this Monday. Now you can cheer on your Big Six by watching all races live on the Tab app. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Bingley's Everything Must Go sale is in full swing with massive bargains store-wide. Come in and celebrate Bingley's Everything Must Go sale or shop online at bingley.com.au while stocks last.
G'day, Glenn McGrath here from the McGrath Foundation. Want to bring the magic of the Pink Test to your own community this summer? Host a Pink Stubbs Day with your club, your school, or in your own backyard, and help raise funds for McGrath breast care nurses in communities across Australia. You can have fun while helping make life a little bit easier for families going through breast cancer. Find out how at pinkstumpsday.com.au. Together, we can make a difference.
Well, we're on the verge of a brand new year, 2017. We remind you again that if you've got that feeling that you've got so much money to owe and you're not feeling 100% about the future, no money to enjoy life, well, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Come on, you deserve it going into 2017. Capital Debt Solutions, 1300 107 155, or go to capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Be part of a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Canterbury today. See tab.com.au for details.
By the way, we're about half an hour away from Paul Joyce's full preview. That's right, Paul. 7 days a week at 10 o'clock now, we have our leading New South Wales preview. And today, as I say, it will be with Paul Joyce looking at Canterbury. We move to Eagle Farm, a hot and humid day up there, 34 degrees. It's a good four. Penetrometer 4.4. These are the scratchings. Race 1, take out 11. And then the emergencies 18, 19, 20 and 21. Just take Bernie off there if we can, just while I'm doing these. Race 2, take out 8, 9 and 13. Race 3, take out the four emergencies, 13, 14, 15 and 16. Race 4, take out number 12. Race 5, the Bruce McLaughlin. The scratchings are 4 and 15. Race 6 is clear. Race 7, take out 11 and 13. And race 8, the last, the Nudgee. The scratchings are 9, 11, 15 and 19. So much interest in every race virtually here. A lot of them are trying to get to the Magic Millions race day, and Bernadette Cooper is there for us. Hello, Bernie.
Morning, Ben. Nice to be joining you. It certainly is a meeting that's, you know, got great prize money on offer here today. I think 1.2 million, and that's not counting these two bonuses that are, you know, every bit likely to go off.
Yep.
So that's, you know, 2.2 if they go off. And obviously, as you mentioned, this horse is trying to qualify the wild card races. 2-year-olds trying to secure their spot in the millions, along with the 3-year-olds. So it's exciting.
Yeah, it certainly is. Let's start looking at them, Bernie. The first race, our time at 1:30. Number 7, I Am the Sculptor at 5:50 with Tab Fixed Odds in an open race. Just the favourite over Spur Lejeune, number 2 at 6:50, and number 10, De Harmony at $7.
It is a very open race, obviously being the provincial series final. We've had a number of series, 3 series races, I think, around the provincials. So it's hard to bring all their form together because they're not sort of horses that win some of them aren't the horses that win often either. So, look, this horse, Cornrow, I know he doesn't win that often. He's won 2 of 20, I think, now. But when this horse came into the yard at Ipswich last time out, he looked like a new horse. I'd never seen him look that good. He looked outstanding. And unusually, we saw him race on the speed, given that he stepped up to 1350. But we're used to seeing him sort of out the back door and coming late. So, and look, he was able to control his race from the front there. When challenged by Hallaroo, he was able to fight her off. I'm conscious of the fact that he's had a month between runs, but Holbert seemed to like him, like to race him rather sparingly, and I'm expecting him to look brilliant and a double figure odds. Happy to stick with him. Through the 10 in to Harmony, who Cornrow beat comfortably last time out, but this horse is progressive. He's got putting together a really nice strike rate these days, and he went on to win at the Sunny Coast after that defeat behind Cornrow. 5 French Hustler. Everything went his way, but he was good the other day, and he drops 2 kilos, and 2 Spur Leger rarely wins away from home. 1, 10, 5, and 2.
Race 2 is the Sky Racing Shootout, and the Victorian visitor for Darren Weir's the favourite. Number 1, High Church at $1.90. 6, Emphasis at $5.50. And 4, Common Lil is at $7.50.
I've been waiting for this horse to get into odds on for 3 days. I couldn't believe that he wasn't High Church. So that's good. A little bit of confidence there now into $1.90. To be honest, he just should be too good. This is an Irish import from the Darren Weir stable that every chance of getting a wild card here and getting into the Stayers' Cup in the Magic Mians. I'm surprised he's the only one really looking to do that, but nonetheless, his Werribee win was outstanding. He carried 59 at Moonee Valley and was doing his best work late, and his run at Sandown was outstanding, over 1,800, probably a tad short for him. So all the way with the favourite here. 1 to beat, 6, Emphasis. He got the lovely trail in behind. He gets it again here today. He loves the journey. The 5 for 3rd, which is Antoine Avant. He was good last time out, but he's a better horse at Eagle Farm. And Rock on Ivy went down by a nose last time out, absolutely flying, and back to 54 here today, 1, 6, 5, and 10.
Righto, to race 3. This is over the sprint trip of 1,000 metres. Barry Lockwood's horse here, Hidden Pearl at 3.50. Prompt Return is at $5. And Lloyd Kennewell's up there with Vedora at $5.50. And Heart Tester for Matty Smith is first up for his stable at $8.50.
Yeah, so a couple of interesting runners here. I want to stay focused with Hidden Pearl and not get too caught up in her last couple of runs, last prep, which, you know, she struck that bottomless track at Randwick, and then she came back here for a 6 furlong race and was a little bit tired late. Let's not forget how brilliant this mare is over 5 furlongs and the sectionals that she can run. She draws a beautiful gate here. Barry says she's absolutely flying, and she's got a, you know, terrific wind strike rate there as well. Sectionals are always great, and even though she won a benchmark 85 first up last time, this is still a very winnable race for her. So we stick with 7. Prompt Return is the danger because he was super. He's had a little bit of a break, but he did beat Too Good to Refuse. That's pretty good form. The 3, Casual Choice, gets a lovely trail in behind here again today. And then after in the 9, Wicked Intent, who obviously never runs a bad race. So interesting to see Vedora, I guess, and Heart Tester here today. And, of course, Huff and Eagle there as well, who ran quite poorly at Rose Hill last time out. So 7, 5, 3, 9.
Yeah, I know the horse had a check over after that, Huff and Eagle, and there was no reason not to proceed towards the Magic Millions. To race 4, the Voro Plate, and here we have the shorty of the day. Number 1, Winning Rupert at $1.10. The next best is 3, Billy the Kid at $16. 8, Faraway Town at $18, and 7, Candica. Candica is at a quote of $19. But Winning Rupert, I guess, what time can it run today?
Good question. Pretty fast one, I think. Yeah. Look, he's been a great publicity horse for the Queensland Summer Carnival. I hope he does win. I hope he does get the extra $500,000. I think he takes his winnings to just under $1 million if he can win here today. So that's an outstanding effort, given he will have only had 5 starts. And then, of course, he goes to the Guineas and the Magic Millions. The funny thing about this horse is every time Jeff gets off him and he runs these amazing times, Jeff says, I really didn't feel like I was going that fast. Mm. So he's obviously got this like really long, great stride on in this horse, and he doesn't feel like he's burning up the turf when he actually is. So he's very, very exciting, and obviously I'm not going to tip against him here today. He does go to 1,300 for the first time, but he's so dominant over 1,200, I don't think it's going to matter. Seven, Candica did get within 2.5 lengths of this guy in the Champagne Classic as a two-year-old, so I put her in for second spot. Cracked me up, got within 6 lengths of him last time out, and he'll be better suited by the 1,300. And Billy the Kid, obviously, is doing nothing wrong at this stage, and he's been freshened up for this today. So 1, 7, 2, 3.
1, 7, 2, and 3 in the Vaux Rogue. To race 5, this is the intriguing two-year-old. We've got one in the first, obviously, with From Within and All Too Haiying and Chauffeur lining up that could end up in the Magic Millions. But there's about 9 or 10 here, I reckon, in the Bruce McLaughlin that could easily make it. Just on that, for people that are looking at the markets with tab.com.au, horses that you can take out that are reasonably high up in the order for the two-year-old classic. Dispatch won't be there for Tony McAvoy. Dream Kisses won't be there. It's got shinny, according to Steve O'Day. Tony Gollins' filly, She's Our Star, is out. It got an eye ulcer out of last weekend's run and had to have a minor operation. And then you get down to American Genius and the Star, and they're also out. Now, at the moment, Bernie, the horse that won last week, Hootson, would be number 15 in the order of entry. It would get a start today if the final field was won today or selected today, but it really comes down to what happens in this race. Who jumps over? Does anything jump over it? We're just going to have to wait and see. Ours to keep is the favourite. It's at $2.90 today. Coog for Godolphin at $5. Debonairly at $6.50. And then Snitchcraft at $7.50. But as I say, there's about 10 that if they won today or earn some prize money could jump into the field for the Gold Coast.
And then, of course, we've got next weekend as well. Which
yeah, exactly.
7 days out, which Le Chef did. And I think that's where they're going to look at with Hootson at this stage. But I wonder if they would run her again if they didn't have to, because it's hard to win that race with only one start as well. It's very, very difficult. Anyway, ours to keep, well, he's just a very well-educated push-button baby that's absolutely flying. Chris Munn and Damien Brown made no secret of the fact they thought he was fat last time out, and yet he was still able to chase down Snitchcraft over 1,100. So he doesn't have to lead either this horse, I don't think. So depending on, you know, what happens when they jump, he's obviously drawn soft gate again, so he's able to kick up and hold a beautiful position. Whether or not he chooses to lead, time will tell, but he's going to be right there. 7, Korg. Really hard for me to get a guide on that race where he ran second behind Chauffeur. They went incredibly slow, and he wasn't blessed with much gate speed on that occasion. So I don't know that he's going to make a whole lot of use of this barrier. It's going to be interesting. Maybe he's had a little, you know, sharp up since. Falconic obviously went on a one out of that race as well, and we see Chauffeur go around in Sydney today. So, yeah, dying to have a look at him and see how he performs here today. The 6 is Snitzcraft, and he'd be half the price had he drawn a barrier, but it's a torrid one for him. And obviously, Debonairy looks well placed from a great two-year-old stable, draws a nice gate, and probably will be your leader in the race. So 1, 7, 6, and 13.
Okay, and if you do fancy something in the Magic Millions two-year-old classic, maybe you back them before the race today, because this market really could get heaved around today. If, say, From Within came out and won or something else in Sydney, this market for the Magic Millions two-year-old classic will change after these horses run today. Race 6 is the Buffering Handicap. I think Buff's going to be there, isn't he?
He is. Cameo appearance.
Yes, great to see him there. Number 3, most important, is the fixed odds favourite at Tab at 270. Just over Too Good to Refuse at 280. They dominate it. The next best is number 11, In His Stride, at $11.
Yeah, they do dominate, and they have done just that over the summer. Most important, having won his last two, and, of course, Too Good to Refuse winning the Keith now. And, you know, on that occasion, he went past most important like he was tied to the fence, but most important's been dominant of late. They're two great little four-year-olds that are absolutely flying at the moment. And where Too Good to Refuse came from and how far he got beat, and the fact that he beat the others further 6 lengths last time out, really, I think, at weights emerges today, sets him up for a nice win here over 1,300 and back to Eagle Farm, which is a better track for Too Good to Refuse. And most important, just had the one win there, where he was very dominant, I know. But still, he goes up to 58 here today, and Too Good to Refuse carries 54.5. So for that reason, I stick with Desley. 6 to beat, 3 through the top weight in certain moments. Obviously, a quality galloper. He's been a Guineas winner here previously. He's had many hiccups. Nothing really bad, but he's just had a few hiccups, and it's just kept him away from the races. And obviously, this horse was good last time out in his stride. He met Most Important and Too Good to Refuse on a few times as a three-year-old, and he's not been far away, so he's in the mix there as well. 6, 3, 1, 11.
To race 7, the Magic Millions Boonborough Handicap, and we've got Man of His Word, number 7 for Bruce Hill. It's the $2.90 tab fixed odds favourite. 5-cylinder Beach at $3.50, and Hofgarden, number 1, he'll be up front there at $5.50.
Yeah, look, there wasn't a whole lot between Man of His Word and Cylinder Beach. I guess Man of His Word did let down a little better at the furlong, but the difference was they were both back near the tail of the field. Man of His Word was ridden for luck. Cylinder Beach went round them, had to have a little bit of a wrestle with the horse to his inside, who was trying to get out. Was rather still green in the straight, I thought. Man of His Word focused and getting those tight inside runs, which is what that horse really likes. And he was too good for Cylinder Beach. But I think if you reverse the run, you may reverse the placings. But at the end of the day, there's very little between these two horses. Hofgarten's run in the Villiers was outstanding. Obviously, 59.5 is what probably stops him here in Queensland. And I threw in the 9, Mr. Epic, for 4. So 5, 1, 7, 9.
5, 1, 7, and 9 there. And the last, well, the return of the 1,000 Guineas winner, Global Glamour. Number 2, it's the tab fixed odds favourite at $3. Kinshaki scratched from Sydney to run here for Godolphin at $5.50. Zestful number 10 at $7. And 16 Secret Trail got a little bit of a nice push this morning from Peter Snowden. It's at $8 in the last race, the Nudgee. Bernie?
Yeah, well, obviously Global Glamour is the class runner here. Winning the 1,000 Guineas was great. Winning Flight Saints was great. And you go back to her first win at Kembla Grange, which she led over 1,000 metres as well. And then she had those two runs where she was beaten by Fox Play. And she just stepped away slow in the Furious, and it did her no favours. Actually, slow in the T-Rose, but in the Furious, I think she was 3 and 4 wide. So she's had genuine excuses. Obviously, sports 59.5 kilos, which is the biggest weight she's ever had to carry here, but looks to be going very, very well and has real class factor here. So I'm not going to tip against her. Elegant Composure was great first up, and second up had a horse lie over her. And I think her brilliance of her first up victory perhaps shaded her second up, or maybe she was jaded. I don't know. But certainly that horse lying all over her didn't help her, and she is just better than that. And throwing the 10, which is Zestful. Nice return to the winner's stall last time out. We saw her here last year. And, Kieran will give her a lovely ride here today. And then Kinshaki, obviously, likewise a nice winner in a benchmark 85 last time out. Had a lovely run. Everything seemed to go right for her. She got to the middle of the track. She's by commands. It was a wet track. But she's won on a good track there as well. But the booking of Jeff Lloyd, very important there, I think, as well. So 2, 6, 10 and 13 for me in the last.
Righto, can't wait for it to begin at Eagle Farm today. So much to enjoy and love up as a punter and going forward to the Magic Millions. Have you got a standout?
Well, I think High Church is a standout.
Yep.
And I'm also keen on Chris Munt's two-year-old.
Ours to keep.
Yep.
Righto, so that's 2-1 and 5-1. And the only thing that I'm glad you didn't say was winning Rupert.
Well, we all do think he's a special. But
I know, I know, but $1.15, I thought, oh, don't, you know how you, like, it's bank interest. For those people that have got millions to have a punt, like Gary Harley, he can lob into $1.15, but not us.
Well, Dean Lester made Winks a special, but she wasn't $1.14, was she?
No, she wasn't. $1.50. No, exactly. No, we can't wait to watch the Rupert again today. Hey, mate, good luck. It's a terrific day, and I hope it's not too warm. I hope you can try and keep cool in some way.
Yeah,
Well, Eagle Farm's a little bit better for the horses as well. Got all those trees around the mountain,
so
it's a bit better.
Yeah, understand.
Okay, thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Bernie. Bernadette Cooper there. Happy New Year to you. Have a good night tonight. Let's go straight to the Central Coast meeting at Gosford. Go through the scratchings first up. Fine and a good four. Race one is clear. Race two, take out number eight. Race three, the scratchings are 6, 10, and 11. Race four is clear. Race five, the scratchings are 4, 8, 9, and 12. And race six, the last of the scratchings, take out 1, 3, 15, and 16. One rider there. Race six, number six, Soul Revival, is Macaulay Aware claiming three. Macaulay Aware, race six, number six. And joining us is that man that had had plenty to back, winning Rupert $1.15, Gary Harley. How are you, Gary?
Very good, Andrew. Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. Drive safely.
Yeah,
don't drink too much, everybody.
Enjoy it, but be safe.
Thank a winner today.
Yeah, exactly. All right, mate. Well, let's get cracking as I get my markets up here for Tab Fixed Odds. In the first race at Gosford, we've got number three, Cordoned, at $2.80. It's the favourite over number one, A Touch of Luck, at $3.80.
Andrew, I'm gambling on a first starter of Chris Waller's here, right down the bottom. Vandaloon, number seven. She's had a string of trials, this filly, but this time in, she's trialled really good. She's had two trials at Warwick Farm now. On December 2, Nine's Enough beat her 2.5 lengths of the trial. Now, Nine's Enough made it a bit at Newcastle on Boxer Day and went enormous. It bolted him. Now, the horse that run third in the trial, Lisa Life, goes okay. And then she went to Warwick Farm and run second behind Tyrone, missing a trial. Nice barrier. Charles Bishop's going to ride her. She'll be a bit of value. I reckon she's got a good chance. Number four, Yvonne's Magic. It ran second at Kembla first up the other day. It'll be a lot fitter today. It led in the race. Number three, the favourite, Cordain, for John O'Shea. It's had a couple of trials recently. Its form's not too bad last time in without getting carried away. And number one, A Touch of Luck. Trialled all right at Warwick Farm first up today. 7-4-3-1.
And the seven currently at $4.60 there for Chris Lees. Race two here, Country Maiden, a Provincial and Country Maiden over the 1,200. Number two, No Escape, the fixed odds favourite at $3.50. Over one, Cool Vinny, and nine, Paris for Me. They're both at $4.20. Gary?
I thought Cool Vinny could win. He's only had the two runs. He's first up today. He runs second at Newcastle back on May 26. He was just beaten by Back to Jacko, and Back to Jacko's race well in the city in midweek races. Then he ran fifth on the Beaumont track when the favourite and Chris turned him out. So he's only had the two runs, but he won a trial nicely at Newcastle recently, and he should be ready first up. Number two, No Escape's a definite threat. It's had three runs this time in. It's very fit. Run third at Hawkesbury the other day. Sat outside the leader. Just weakened a bit at the end. Got beat 3/4 of a length. Number nine, I had in for third in the race, which is Paris for Me. It's trialled really good lately. It's 2 months since it run. It's got pretty good form. Cessnock and Musselbrook, but its trial at Newcastle was very good recently that it won. And number seven, the other one in the race, which is General Arty, 1-2-9-7.
To race number three, This Is the Life, the benchmark 60, and number one, Cultural Man's the fixed odds favourite with Tab at $3. Seven, Art of Excellence at $3.40. And number three, Sir Magic, is in the market, Gary, at $4.
I think the only thing that could beat him, Andrew, is the weight, Cultural Man. He's got 62.5. But he's a pretty smart horse, this fella, and Brett Partelli's got to run him to qualify for the Country Cup on Magic Millions Day on Gold Coast.
Yep.
So that's why he's got to run him with a 62.5. So Bullock will ride, there's no claim, and Aaron rode him in both runs this time in. Highly impressive, beating Grammar School at Cessnock the other day. Don't worry, he's pretty classy for a race like this. Carries a weight, he'll win. Number three, Sir Magic, going okay. Run third at Kembla the other day at Lead. Was beaten a couple of lengths in the end, but it's got a chance in this race on the home track. Number seven, Art of Excellence, going okay. Run second, just beaten it now, a last start. Wasn't far off them during the run. It was 56 days between runs, so it'll be fitter. And number four, Iron George, normally runs well at Gosford, 1.374.
To race four, the Central Coast Cup, benchmark 62 race over 2,600. Number three, the getaway here for Rachel King at $3.30. Just favourite over one, Charlie Royale at $3.40. And centre of attention, number five, is at $4.20.
On with the getaway. He was very good to us at Newcastle on Boxing Day, Andrew. They bet $6.50 there the other day, and he came into about $3.10 and got the money. What he is a very progressive stayer, three-year-old stayer, trained by Paul Perry. He goes up a lot in weight today. Rachel riding him, he had 57, but he had 53 with her claim at Newcastle. The distance, no problem. He runs that on his head. But it's a much better field than the one he met at Newcastle, but I still think he'll win. He'll get 2,400 this horse. He's very strong. Top weight's flying at the moment, Charlie Royale. He went to Eagle Farm and only got beat two lengths. He got held up at the 200. That was two runs back. He was slowly away. He won well on the Beaumont track, three runs back. He ran fifth at Randwick, beaten three lengths the other day to the way we are. That's really good form for this 2,600. And he gives the impression he'll have no trouble running the distance. Got 61, but he's the big danger. Number five, centre of attention, Danny Williams. Don't run many horses at Gosford, but he's found a 2,600 for this fella. Put her in for third. And number four, Strike Me Lucky, a grinder. 3154.
To race five, this is a class one. Number two, Treviso for Chris O'Brien at $3. Five, Invincible Dame at $3.60. And seven, Invincible Quest, the next bit there, Gary, at $4.20.
He's a very smart horse, Treviso, owned by George Aldamonte and trained by Alan Denham. He's a schnitzel three-year-old. He was impressive in winning on the debut at Gosford back in June. Then he went to Randwick. He ran third behind Russian Revolution and Morton's Fork, mind you. And then he came to Wyong and ran third behind another group horse, Kentucky Miss. King of War ran second. He has got cracking form for a race like this. Now, Alan has had a bit of problem getting him to the races this time. Not the fact that he hasn't got him to the races, but there's been a few barrier problems at the track. So he's trialled him again recently, and he went good in a good trial at Gosford. He's very smart. I think he'll get the money, number two. Number 10, I had him for third, Smooth Truth. This will run all right, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet it's about 8 or 10 to 1, Smooth Truth, number 10.
Yeah, 10 bucks.
Yeah, former Queenslander, now with Tim McIntosh. Saw a trial real good at Scone. Then it runs second first up at Musselbrook by a very smart horse, Wait and Watch. It went to Hawkesbury and won it, made it a hat-trick. Then it runs fourth at Scone the other day behind Leilu, who's running in town today. Look, I know he's come to the provincials. She may have been better placed in the country, but if you're looking for something at 10 to 1 today each way, I think there might be enough runners for 1, 2, 3, maybe. But she could definitely run a place. But I'm keen on the 2 to beat the 10. Good each way hope, 7 and 3.
2, 10, 7 and 3, and there's 9 runners there.
Oh, good.
So we're okay. Race 6, the Central Coast 3-year-old maiden, number 9, Gridlin. Short price favourite, $1.80 for Mitch Bell. 5, Kingston at $4.20. And 11, number 10, Mollified, is at $7.
The bet of the day by far, Andrew, at Gridlin. She's a fast new approach filly at John O'Shea's. I'll just quickly go through what she's done. She ran second at Mooney Valley, beaten two lengths as a $1.65 favourite back in January. Then she went to Sandown and got beat ahead by the Mob. Then she went to Sandown and got beat a length and a half by Perfectly Safe. And what she's done in all these races is show really good speed in two of them anyway. She's very quick. After running fourth at Geelong in August, she was transferred back to Sydney to John. She's had two trials. She trialled nicely at Warwick Farm recently. Good barrier, Mitchell Bell, hit the ground running, the bet of the day. Number 9, Gridlin, $1.80 is about the right price, I reckon. Number 5, first starter, Kingston. Trials aren't too bad for Gay and Adrian. Number 6, Soul Revival. Andrew, this is an interesting horse. He's by Moshi. And Moshi, I'm sure, is the brother to Black Caviar.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and he won a race by a big space and broke down.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I want to say Hawks Racing had him. I reckon I'm pretty sure in saying that. But, yeah, no, he had the one run and looked an absolute star of the future.
Yeah, that was at Bendigo.
Yeah.
Now, this horse bolted in a recent trial at Wyong. Johnny Roberts has got him at Wyong, so it'll be interesting to see how he goes, number 6. And number 10 is the other one, Molly Fide. 9 the best to beat 5, 6, 10.
And the meeting at the Gosford track wraps up with a class 1. Number 1, Deadly Shadow at 260. Firm favourite over 6, Unbridled Power here at $6.
I think number 4 will run well for Chris Wallace. Hi, Lee, what's he, what have they got any?
$8. $8.
Yep. Tell you what it'll do. It's got barrier 1, first run at a mile, but I've got no doubt. She's a filly by Say You Sink out of a Dr. Grace mare, and I've got no doubt she'll run a mile. The Irishman's on a Lee Roach, and he's rode her in the last 2 runs, and he'll sit her back in the field. Not that far off the lead. Now, she won well on the Beaumont over 1350, and she failed the other day at Warwick Farm after being very slowly away. I reckon this race suits her ideally, and each way, I think she's got a great hope. Top weight's got a bit of class, but he's got to run the mile. He went 1500 at Hawkesby the other day with 60, Deadly Shadow, 60 and a half. Josh Parr gave him every hope. He only just battled in the straight. But he has got 61 today, but he is a bit of class in this race. Number 6 for third, Unbridled Power for Chris Lees. It won well 2 runs back at Newcastle. And number 3, Kokopoo for Alan Denham. 4-1-6-3. Best bet of the day, mate, is Gridlin. Race 6, number
9. Yep.
They get their biggest crowd of the day on New Year's Eve. It's a terrific day there at Gosford with their great facilities and that, Andrew, and all the good corresponding meetings. You know, they'll probably get 5,000 or 6,000 there today, and always a great day.
Well, the first at 139, and a bit of warmth, although it's certainly less warm than what we've had, if I can put it across that way, in the last few days. But a beautiful day to be at the races. Get out and in amongst it. Gary, to you and yours, mate, to the large Harley clan, have a great New Year's Eve, mate. Enjoy it, and we'll talk to you in the new year.
Yeah, and to the Bensleys too, mate, and all those great people that are listening.